Blog Talk Radio.
Oh,
but I didn't wanna move too fast. Cause I knew that when I saw you again, that I wouldn't wanna let you pass. Cause my eyes have seen the glory in the coming of your smile. So walk where if you ever come round again, please stay for.
No stress, baby.
Wanna show you how much I appreciate you. Wanna show you how much I'm dedicated to you. Wanna show you how much I will forever be true. Wanna show you how much you got your girl feeling good. Wanna show you how much you understood. Wanna show you how much I value what you say. Only are you loyal, you're patient with me, babe. Wanna show you how much I really care about your heart.
Drop, 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 dropping this thing back. This is for the time. time. You gave me flowers for the world that is ours, for the moolah, for the power of love. Thank you enough. A woman in the street and a freak in a you know what. Sit back, it's a pregame show. Daddy, you know what's up.
I'm in love with you. Mighty made you just for me. take me to your dream. Girl, let me taste and see. 'Cause I'm in love with you.
like a Christmas present. You say time is priceless. Well, I won't skip a second. No, telegrams, no. Postcards, emails, even written letters. For some, this might seem a bit excessive, but I'm just making sure you get the message. I'm so happy I found you like a hidden treasure. Sure, of course, you're flawed, but in my eyes, you're still precious. Well, to dig that, you need a bigger shovel. Hand me one, let's dig together. Love is such a drug, and I'm giving in to your peer pressure.
Everybody wants to
good evening. Welcome to Epiphany Radio Universe. We present to you the Honey Dripper 2.0, number 9, They Speak of Love, by the Honey Dripper Poetry Collective. The Honey Dripper Poetry Series continues to draw the best and best erotic poetry for poets from all over the country, different places, different spaces, diverse. A literal universe of erotic poetry and poets. For this particular installment, we are inviting you to listen to beautiful love poems, or commonly known as for love honey, as we like to call it, but they speak of love. Also by me, your host, Mojave. Please understand there is an open mic, but we will be running the Honey Drippers first, of course. That being said, we're going to get straight to it. I'm going to start out. We're going to swing hard and heavy, and we're just going to run straight through. And we have some things to do tonight, so we will not be doing our traditional overtime. As it stands, we'll actually be ending on time. So if you're doing the open mic, please feel free to make sure that you call in. You know, I know some people stream and then they call in at the last minute, but tonight is not that night. We're doing 1,000 posts for change at 11 p.m. on Clubhouse app. So we will have to be done and be over there ASAP right away. So make sure that you call in at a timely fashion. Any other questions you need to address, you can hit me directly if you have my number. Not everybody has that. But you can also hit me in my inbox. On Facebook, I check that. The Messenger, I check that more readily than I do my Instagram. So let's try to figure this out and make this happen. But in the meantime, in between time, we're going to go and get this started. Our leadoff hitter is the Venerable Saint Sankofa. Tariq, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. You didn't tell me we was on love time tonight.
I thought we was good on that. It don't matter. It doesn't matter. Do what you came to do, and do what you came to do best. And then, matter of fact, after you go, I'm gonna open up everybody, all the drippers' mics, so we can all give that whole live time feel to everything else, and understand the rule drip. Understand, you know, we mute while people are on, and I'm gonna be calling it in the back channel for who's up next, and we're gonna go from there. But in the meantime, in between time, Epiphany Radio Universe, I give you Saint Sankofa.
All right. It is 9:24 on a Tuesday night, and I am naked and not ashamed. Bring me your insecurities. Bring me your body laced in all the labels placed upon your flesh to give you negative names in the too fertile ground of your mind. Bring me what grew out of your garden when other people thought it politic to put constraints on your person, to gift you with guilt and tie you down with title. I want to lick the labels from your skin. Eat the adhesive of your unease, cleanse you of what congests your freedom. Peel back the placements you do not deserve. I want you naked and not ashamed. I want the privilege of placing my love on top of your layers, prayers for peace suspended in the sweat of our bodies, mixing all our mishaps in a fusion of flesh that feels like fuck yes. Because we are the continuity of continents before they were broken and scattered throughout space. I want to rebuild the shattered pieces of your world, give you permission to believe wholeness happens when we tie our tongues in knots and find linguistic sophistication and fantastic fellatio at a rapid-fire pace. Read my body. I'm the book of life for you. My pages filled with affirmations, filled with intimate indications of your perfection, see me saluting you while I pledge myself to the purpose of repositioning your eyes to see yourself through mine. I pour gold in your cracks. I make beauty out of brokenness, reclaim your condition as masterpiece. I want to give your confidence back. I want to put peace in your mouth, fill it with assurance that tastes like my secret stash of tomorrows, give you the grace you've been too busy hiding from to embrace yourself. I want to stroke away the sorrow. My name is Redemption. And you've been too busy beating your body with diffidence, your defenses destroyed by a line of loveless lovers who only saw you as a solution to their own fractured sight. My mouth might be the resurrection of God in your soul tonight. Might travel the landscape of your whole world of invisible words, the ones that taught you to see yourself as something less. The blessing of my tongue adds hours to time. Let me take you back to in the beginning, give you a gift of the rebirth, the beauty of your first mind. I made you. The moment you removed your clothes and stood naked and told me, your eyes, that you were uncertain about yourself, God said, let there be freedom, and you were free with me. Let me divide the worries which are under your firmament from the false fronts which are above your pretense. Don't pretend with me. Let me see what lives between the mountains and the valley of your voiceless history. Let me see the truth, baby. Tell me where to touch it. Place my fingers where it hurts the most and let me massage away the anxieties of a man with no past love to claim, only ghosts of no good niggas with ain't shit game. Past lives sometimes leave pieces of themselves in the aching arguments of our mirror images, the overwrought worries we carry in the lies we tell when we lay. Say the unsayable to me today. Tell me what you believe to be the ugly. Let me taste it so I can tell you the flavor of your fallacies. Look at yourself, then look at me, then tell yourself the truth that if you are blessed enough to be in this bed with the beauty of my body, God must love you. Because I only make love to miracles. I only create chemistry with cherubs, only break the backs of the winged ones, the ones who know how to lift me above the bed. Give me moments without gravity. I give consciousness, not head. Let me make you woke. Let me give you awakening in the subtle thrust of my hips, but properly against the softness of your surrender, my tangled love grove, my thick black dick dominating the dumb shit that disillusioned you. Each metered breach a bomb dropped in the stronghold of your disenchantment. Let me destroy you, nigga. Destroy you with intention until you lay demolished in cotton cast across the vast expanse of a king-size creation station. I am the gulf, the place where it all begins. Let me give you new names when I drain. Manifest a new man. Turn you upside down to simultaneously suck. Feed you. Feed your body faith. Moments when we fuck. When we fuck, we make magic. I have a habit of casting spells to dispel the disinformation that fucks up formations and leaves men feeling fragmented. I can get your ass together. Let me give you alignment, fuck you like a divine assignment. Let me lay myself along the line of your spine and adjust you, because it's just you on this journey with me, and I want to see all your secrets. See, if you fill my mouth with the water of your fear, you belong to me. You can never leave here. Teeth marks on your neck. A T-bone body broken, 10 toes in my mouth, honey dust on your lips, disciplinary smacks on your ass followed by firm grip, corrective nibbles on your nipple, drink my climax like liquor, get drunk on me. Suffocating embrace so tight, you fear death is coming tonight, but this is life, see. The scent of my pheromones buried deep in your bones, your frame disintegrated by the taste of my miraculous elixir. the subtle chemical compounds I compress into you when I press you, when I compound me on my back, beat my body into yours. Make this moment alchemy, shape us like steel. Break me down with the heat, transform me into the other piece of you. Stroke my dick until I'm done and there is nothing left to do. Knees up around your ears. Can you hear me now? I'm coming for your shame. The pieces of your imperfection in my throat, and let me swallow all your pain. Let me digest your undesirable. Train your dick of difference. Take away the uneasy and turn you into a red sun so everyone can see you, naked and not ashamed. Tell the world, this nigga right here, tell them that when you fucked me, I gave your ass a new name. Poem.
You don't have to love me. You don't have to want me. Don't even have to spend time with me. You don't have to go and buy me things. Just listen now.
That was Saint. Sorry, that was Saint Sankofa, starting us off with Super Dope Poem, Poets Feel Free to, you know, unmute your mic, give flowers if you see fit, it's not necessary.
Yo,
but,
that was deep. That was
good. Curry always brings heat. Always brings heat, though.
Yeah. It was really, really deep. It was beautiful, though. I loved it. Wow.
He's become one of my new favorite poets.
So, the prompt, Naked and Not Ashamed, comes from this. We'll be doing this the second Sunday in October. That is the prompt. Mm-hmm. This is the lead off. He is the author of the prompt. We will be talking about eroticism and full and the body and things of that sort. Tariq, do you have anything you'd like to add?
No, I mean, I was a little off-brand for love, kind of, sort of, maybe. But, yeah, no, make it not a shame.
So that is, that will be, if you are within listening, understand that this will be our next prompt that we'll be dealing with for that particular Sunday. This particular Sunday, we will be dripping terribly so. It is baby making Sunday. However you choose to make them or put wherever you bet your babies are, I know that's filthy, but deal with it. This is what we're going to do. Poets, please snap your fingers, clap your hands for Saint Sankofa.
Wow.
All right. So I'm going to send my Epiphany Radio mate, Dope Poet herself, essentially her niece, host of Raw with Rain, co-host of Raw with Rain, and one-fourth of Soul Cafe. Zanice, are you there?
I'm here.
All right. Do you have a piece to share with us?
I do. I have a little short piece.
Okay. Well, we're going to all mute our mics, and the mic is yours.
Thank you. The first time I got to linger in your arms, I felt a new and welcomed calmness settle over me. There was time to breathe you in, and when I smiled, my spirit recognized relief. You see, in dreams, I was assured you'd feel familiar. And my patience would serve me well because I'd waited to share how much I'm drawn to you and want of nothing from you, just this, to be held by you, finally. It was that pause in conversation when the shrinking space between us felt charged. I needed to be closer. And what I felt before our lips touched was the knowledge I was safe thus, kissing you, was an expression of my gratitude. You drew my breath into your being, clicked the beads across my waist and knowingly released the energy within. And then with nothing else between us, flow the missing lines and verses you were waiting for. In peace, exhale my name. In peace.
All right, let's all be our mics.
Folks, what's that, Jesus? You say, exhale my name. Yes, ma'am.
Absolutely beautiful.
Go, girl.
I see what we're doing tonight. I see what's happening. I see what's going on. Your flowers, if you want. Please let her know how you feel about the piece. Thank you. If you can. Real quick.
Appreciate that. Was just lovely.
Amazing.
It was beautiful.
Yeah.
Lovely.
I love it. I was sure you'd feel familiar. That was beautiful.
Yeah.
Okay. We just had another person. Area code 484. Who master speaking?
This is Blaze.
What's happening, Blaze? All right. That's what's up. We're going to put you in for the open mic. We're going to finish this round and we're going to add you in. You good?
Yes, sir.
All right,
bro.
All right, hold on. All right, we're going to mute. All right, hold on for a second. This is not letting me do what I needed to do. All right, I'm going to put you in the queue. We're going to come back to you. All right. All right, so now we're going to move from Zanis to a Black Rose. Black Rose, are you ready?
I'm ready. Can I drip for you?
Yes.
Let my words take you.
Oh, go ahead.
Let my words take you to a world you never knew. Let me tease your mind with sensual wordplay, making your need for me work its way down your body. The sweet smell of my ink dripping down your spine, covering your every thought. I want to expand our lovemaking to word taking. Taking your wordplay to another level, can I drip on you? Before I put your steel in my mouth, let me paint a picture of how miraculous my brain chatter is. Get you ready for my body, hotter than the sun in Mississippi. I'm a Delta mosquito sucking your soul before I mount your pole. Daddy, can I drip on you? Sip on your mind, unlocking a need you never knew you needed. Heed my warning. I'm more than slippery when wet. I'm a motherfucking slip and slide. My water's clean and clear and thirst quenching. You may have swim in lakes before, but with me, you're not going to make it to shore. Let me free you. Let me feed you. Let me, may I please, trip on you. Black Rose, DSR, all damn day.
Very nice.
Black
Very
Rose.
Nice.
You
okay.
Filthy. Dirty. We're
yes,
supposed to be
Black Rose, Black Rose.
My love just translates different. My love just translates different. If I could do a shameless plug for real quick, ESR is now presenting Smoke After Dark on Thursday with me and my new co-host, Sexy Sage. At 10:30 Eastern Time, 9:30 Central Time. If you could join us and most of us after dark.
Well, I guess that's another place to go to hang out with y'all. You and Sexy Sads, and y'all be over there dripping. We'll come through. Filthy individuals. coming up next to the microphone, man who needs really no introduction, station manager here at Epiphany Radio Universe, Hellfire Poet. He wears a beard, you know, and a beard, it's not a beard, it's a saddle. The bald-headed bandit, the green-eyed devil, the silver tongue, slithering host of terrible kung fu, Mr. Poetic.
Hey, what's up, bro? How you feeling?
What's happening? I happen to be in Vancouver. Thank you very much, sir. Do you have something to present to the people out here?
Absolutely.
Well, we're going to mute our mics, and the mic is yours.
Thank you. This piece is titled Out of My Life. Sometimes you never know love until it's gone, even though you were in it all alone, cherishing every kiss as if it were to be the last. And then a blink of an eye, it's over so fast. The irony of losing it was to make way for the realness of it. You have to release that hold over your heart so divine energy can open up waves of restoration and regeneration that would start removing the toxicity she was releasing into my bloodstream. The healing process provided me with a new love, it would seem, or where it would provide the necessary nutrients and herbs to maintain a healthy blood flow that would be superb. Just to remind me, am I tired of sampling samples of a reality that would provide an ample amount of real, genuine love from one who wishes to merely love me for me, so I can finally say with confidence that she's out of my life, with an assurance that the love energy I seek, I need, I want, and I desire will manifest itself in the form of the one I've been praying about so I can retire my personal ways of feeling heartbroken because she's out of my life. And I'm open, yet so I've learned how to be willingly open to be strengthened, but my brokenness through my pain desired my greatest gain ever known to a man. Another willing to hold and protect his heart and show him the previous samples have reached their expiration date. But this current original will never expire and absolve the hurt and hate he's experienced in a prior life. She's preparing to be his wife, understanding his need to be loved and respected, and baby, she's out of my life. And I'm no longer neglected. Before, I never knew whether to live or die, but I certainly know not to cry, knowing that right now she's perfect, and I'm ready for her to show me how to have what I want and need. My heart no longer bleeds. I love you. I love you. And that's that piece.
It's beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Hey.
Thank you.
That was dope.
Thank you.
Oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yes.
Oh, I see. Like sitting there trying to throw the music on underneath. It just wasn't working as quick as I wanted it to. But it's okay, though. It's okay, though.
That's
it's
all
okay.
Right, bro. That's all right.
I was like, yo, where's this track at? Anyway, but your roses if you need to. Make sure that you check out Poetic King. While we're at it, what do we have coming up on the Get Down this week, sir?
Oh, man, this week on the Get Down with J-Rob, the White Son, and yours truly, Poetic, man. We're going to have an awesome night of poetry. It's J-Rob's second show back from his illness, and we're going to have some fun. So just tune in to hang out with us. Can't wait to see everybody there.
All right, that's what's up. So we're going to go from you to my favorite Philly John, one half of the Love Zone, one half of Poetic Therapy, one fourth of Soul Cafe, La Perla Negra.
Hey, hey.
All right, do you have a piece you'd like to share with us?
Yeah, I got a little something here.
We're going to mute our mics, and the mic is yours.
Thank you. This is called Her Diary. She's water. And like the ocean, her love has many undiscovered, unexplored encounters, because it is beyond understanding of why it just is and remains. Her intentions are true and pure, and she set them in motion. The love had a different plan. Love needed to teach her one more lesson, a lesson in how to strengthen her core. But sometimes it's hard to recognize love after offering it to those who've been frivolous with emotions and so cavalier with her heart. She finds herself kneeling and praying for better days, but those days don't seem to come right away, almost too far away, creating a daily overflowing river of tears that start to resemble broken project faucets and busted pipes, to the point where her hands have become too slippery to pick up the broken pieces of her smiling face and exposing her true feelings. She spends time wishing that she was one of those who was careless enough to break trust instead of being the one that stays true to holding his secrets like a diary. That's that piece.
Can I give it up for La Perla Negra?
Thank you.
Always go.
Thank you.
So if you want to get flowers, you should. If you can, if you would, that'd be great. I know we're moving along at a fantastic clip. I know we take a little bit more time, but we want to make sure that we get through all the rounds, so everything else is happening. But thank you, La Perla Negra. What an amazing piece.
Thank you.
We're going to move from you to the Lips. Lisa Lips.
Next week.
Are you ready?
Yes.
All right, we're going to mute our mic. And this music and the mic is yours.
I want to be your poetry. I want to spread myself across your blank pages and become the musings of your mind. Dip yourself into my inkwell and create the prose that speak our story. Masterful with our lovemaking as you are with your words. Let your tongue be the pen that signs the contract of our union, and write me into your never-ending story. Hold your right hand against my beating heart, finding the rhythm in our rhyme. Give words to the true emotions between us and eternity. Find solace in the aquifers of penetration and bury our secrets there. Make me know that I am yours eternally and I am safe here. And forever isn't long enough to love me as you should. And I, in turn, will give you all of me, freely, uninhibited, purely. I will become the masterpiece designed by devoted allegiance one to another, committed and joined as one till time ends. My body, your eternal canvas. My mind, your resource. My soul, your guardian angel. And my heart, your strong box that keeps all of your secrets. And you as my artist, my designer, who cares for me as you do self. Our unending vows will be shown in every kiss, every touch of hand to flesh, an affirmation that anoints us twain as one. My lotus is the sanctuary into which you enter, bringing the prayers and supplications of sanctified of the sanctity of our union before the throne of God's love, personified in our embrace. And our love song will be sung long past the drying of our bones, because our devotion is rapturous. So let me be your poetry, and you my artist, and our union will last till one day pass forever, my immortal love. Poem.
Let me be your poetry.
Beautiful.
Lisa. Gorgeous.
Thank you.
Right, so
past eternity. I love it.
Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful poetry. We're going to change it up a little quick, real quick. We're going to send Sphinx, the poet.
Cool.
Sphinx, are you there?
What's up? Yes.
We're going to mute our mics and let people use on this microphone. All right? So the mic is yours.
Yeah.
Long ago, and oh so far away,
we walked the beach of distant galaxies together, recounting the flashbacks of our future memories. Remember when the sunlight evoked my jealousy, kissing your face right in front of me, when the stars stole my place, twinkling in your eyes. Do you remember floating across Saturn's rings as Luther serenaded our first dance?
Don't you remember you told me you loved me, baby? You said you'd be coming back this way again, baby.
Do you recollect the space between us becoming non-existent? Heavenly bodies connecting at the spirit. Till earthquakes and apocalyptic release, your water shooting for the moon, baby, we expanded universe. And all I could say was, baby, 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 oh, baby, I love you, I feel it through. For eons, I have missed your touch. Craters left where your peaks impacted my being. My mountain god molded to fill your challenger deep. My fingertip cliffs fit your crevices perfect. My core still thirsts for your oceans. And this loneliness
is such a sad affair. And I can hardly wait. Baby, no, I can't to be with you again.
So I magneto bend alphabet into constellation love letters and push and pull the water from your shores to remind you of our cosmic waves we made. I reflect the sun's love in your darkest night, my eternal attempt to make you come again.
Come on back to me again, yeah, yeah.
I encircle your orbit, braving solar winds and scorching flares, because I wanna be anywhere you are.
Whoa, don't you remember you told me you love me, baby? You said you'd be coming back this way again, baby. Baby, 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 oh, baby, yeah. I love you.
I really do. Peace.
Damn it, Sphinx. Give my underwear back. I just bought that pair.
Wow.
Of course, Van was singing.
How dare you have such a nice voice on top of everything else?
I'm just telling you, it's a problem. There's some problems going on around here. Mm-hmm. There's some issues. There's some concerns. I'm just saying, there's some issues and there's some concerns right here with people singing. I wasn't even going to sit here and play anything. I'm just going to just take off the blues. Thank you, Memphis Drill Sergeant, for making these ladies perspire from their foreheads and in between their legs. It's unfair, but it happens. You R&B dudes that can sing and do poetry. I'm not even going to hate on you. I'm just going to tell you, I'm just glad you're on this side of things. Glad on your side of things. All right. So we're going to go from you to the accidental poet known as Rita in Hills. Rita, are you there?
Oh, I'm here. Still recovering. I'm all right. Be all right.
Okay. Cool. That's what I was thinking. But I'm going to mute this, and the mic is yours.
Thank you. All right, a different kind of love. You are my sunshine, my only sunshine. You make me happy when skies are gray. You'll never know, dear, how much I love you. Please don't take my sunshine away. There I was, hanging at the edge of the world, at the end of a very thin rope, swirling around in thoughts of pure exhaustion, and how pleasant it might be to just let go. Floating freely through time and space, you are the reimagining of hope. The trumpets blared in the distance as you arrived, signaling the celebratory festival, hailing the change you would usher in as your wings and halo became invisible. You brought forth the kind of light that tips the balance of good and evil. The reemergence of deceased ancestral decrees causing a cosmic upheaval. In one benevolent movement, God recreated me when he created you, gave sight to sore eyes, made elusive dreams come clearly into view, gathered up in a pile all the wasted wishes in the wishing well, and made them come true. I could no longer entertain thoughts of darkness while living within your luminescence. I could no longer flirt with endings while existing in your endless loving presence. You, calling to me, changed my place in the world and shifted the makeup of my very essence. So now I call to you with everything I have. I say, I love you, Moosh. Meaning little mouse in Farsi. The way the words skip and jump out of my mouth always makes me so happy. You flash a brilliant sky back at me. The mischievous smile is more than this world can take. Tell me a story of your heavenly descent and heal my every heartbreak. I lounge wistfully beside your delicious almond eyes that grow in my family tree. I bask joyfully in their warm shine, which is completely unique within this reality. Abdicating my addiction to control, you are my heart walking around outside of my body. You have the regal personality of a majestic king ruling kindly over a kingdom, but your encompassing embrace is the kind that only a young prince gives his mom. The way your laughter prances and plies in the air around me, that is pure joy. You are the secret prayers I held hidden, walking the earth now in one little boy. To Donyayamani, to Eshkemani, to Delemani, to Ombremani, این دنیا معنی نداره اگه تو رو نداره. You put your little hand on mine and healed everything about me that was torn and scarred. You are the soulmate promised by the fortune teller's tarot card. You are God's sweet reminder that life is beautiful, even when it's hard. And that's that piece.
That was amazing. That was absolutely
beautiful.
Yes, that was. That was absolutely beautiful.
I just want to know, were you speaking Farsi?
Yes. A little Farsi thrown in there.
I'm not even going to say anything. I'm just going to breathe on the mic.
Like when we breathe on the mic, Javi.
Oh, well, thank you. I like to breathe on the mic. It's good stuff right there. I almost forgot the order. I almost forgot the order. Damn it. Oh, it's just, it ain't going to get no better. This is going to get worse. Huh?
Oh, yeah. I think, yeah, it's about to get worse.
I don't think you forgot the order.
Well, you know what? You know what? I'm gonna let this person of celestial beauty go. We know her as Butterfly. Butterfly, are you ready?
I'm ready. Could you just say that again? Celestial beauty. Oh.
Yes. This being of celestial beauty, known as Butterfly.
Thank you, Mohammed.
All right, so I'm going to mute this music and my mic, and the mic is yours.
Thank you. This is called Sunrises and Signs and Unfinished Love Story. I watch the sunrise. Hues of pink, orange, and blue cast vivid rays across the sky, and thoughts of you cross my mind. Dolphins glaze the tops of the ocean's waves, dancing between the ripples that rise to touch each ray embodied from the vibrant ball of burning, burnt orange now full and reflecting on the water's surface, creating a golden pathway through the horizon where ships lie in wait. And I wait. I wait for a sign. Are the signs in the numerology? Listen to your intuitive messages, number 613, the days we met. Listen to your intuition, number 419, the room in which we slept on the day 813, when my ancestors reminded me to infuse my dreams and thoughts with ideas of love and divinity, transcending individual boundaries. And what about the fact the clock turns 11:11 as if on cue as I begin to write this poem about you, a number signifying beginning something new, or maybe, just maybe, it's the night of the full buck moon bringing revelations of I love you from your lips, a sound like warm springs mixed with wind rustling through tree leaves, me feeling like autumn, like that time of year when the crisp breeze meets the warmth of a favorite sweater, fresh and new as I fall into the comforts of the way you sign your peace across my chest from breast to breast. Flash floods flow out of my heart, triggered by the sound of your smile, singing harmonies from your soul to mine. As I listen to your arms embrace me in songs of safety and I hear the music creating glistening ballroom floors for me to dance in the love-lighted pathways through your eyes. They say the advantage of love at first sight is that it doesn't require a second look, but that's not our story. Ours is a romance of novel proportions, where every second looks like the first, where the stroke of a midnight summer's dream stops the tick-tock, tick-tocking of the hands of time, if only for the moment. For the universe is always on time. A moment of inception where you are a thief, caught in the stolen depths of my mind, detained in my daydreams, liberating my subconscious, howbeit you apprehended my heart. Pause.
That's my friend. That's my talented friend.
I know we're supposed to be doing love poems tonight, but strange thing, I feel blood is just rushing all over the place. Is anybody feeling the same thing that I'm feeling? I just want to make sure.
It's pretty hot here. Doors
is
flicking up.
We got people speaking Farsi. We got people, singing. Just doing it's all over the place. It's all over the place this evening. But anybody want to give flowers? Please give flowers. I'm just gonna say my blood is rushing. Between the Farsi and this, it's really bad. And Janice's voice. I just want Janice to sit down and read the back of a macaroni box to me. Real quiet, like.
I don't really think you want us to do the macaroni box.
Well, if you can't make the macaroni sound, you just read the box. That's all I'm saying. Never mind.
We do more than make. We do more than read the back of the box. We make it scratch over here and honey dripping in.
Look, we're gonna save all the drip, all the extra stuff for Sunday. We'll do it Sunday. Sunday we can be whatever it's gonna be. From there. So does anybody have any other flowers before we move forward?
Beautiful butterfly.
It's beautiful.
I absolutely love when butterflies flap their wings. I mean, I love it.
So we're going from one beautiful celestial voice to an angelic one. We're going to go to the sweet one known as Angel Kim. Angel Kim, are you there?
I'm here. How are you?
We are good. We are good. We're just making it worse right now. We're just gonna keep throwing these logs on fire, even though we're supposed to be doing love poetry. Just the drip just keeps coming in. I don't understand what's happening, but it's all right. Are you ready?
I'm ready. I'm gonna bring you some love.
All right. Well, good. I'm gonna mute this music, and the mic is yours.
All right, baby. Can you focus on me? Baby, can you focus on me? Baby, hear me out before you respond. I got something that's on my mind. I need you to not just see me. I need you to feel me. Feel my words when I speak life into you. Feel my heart that I give you freedom. Feel my appreciation for the little things you do, and feel my spirit when I pray over you. I'll always be by your side, finger on the trigger, because I'm your ride or die. Understand when I tell you there's no limits to my love. I'll go to war for you, shoot 'em up style, and I'll put a hurt on any fool. Your strength, it gives me strength. We connect with one another like pieces of a puzzle, having the same thoughts, saying the same dreams. See me without looking, as you whisper those dreams into my soul, running through me, becoming a part of me. It's been like a tornado sweeping me off my feet, but, baby, you relax me. Like rain on a rooftop, the silence between each falling drop, the pieces of the peace that descends when those wet drops go plop. I think it's the fact that we mirror each other in so many ways. And until we're together, baby, I'm counting down the days. 40 to be exact, so we can make our connection. And I know this is freaking wild, but I'm here for all of it. We're going to face any challenge, no matter if it's big or small. I can't lie, this right here is a brand new adventure and scary as hell, but I place my faith in God, and he has never, ever failed. So I need you to not just hear the words that are coming out of my mouth. I need you to understand what I'm really talking about. I can ask you anything, and I'm asking, baby, can you see me where I'm looking? Can you feel where my love is coming from? Can you meet me at the crossroads where love has brought us together and pain was left behind, stretching the outer limits of our minds? Can you put our past behind us and start anew? Because right now, baby, I see myself building a future and a brand new life with you. And this speaks volumes with all we've both been through, because we both came from toxic relationships with toxic people who only poison our veins, stabbing us in the heart, leaving us out to bleed, and leaving us with our pain. They drained us slowly, leaving us in a depressed state of mind, wishing we could just check out and leave it all behind, turning us into people we didn't even recognize. But at the end of the day, babe, I know as long as you're my man, I know this right here, we will survive. Oh.
Work it out, work it out.
Look at that beautiful declaration. Declaration of love.
Yes.
It was already good and it got better.
That's what I'm saying. I'm loving it.
Thank you.
That's what's up, Angel. So
that's what happened when you fall in love, I guess.
Oh, yeah. Words? I'm falling in love. Oh. Oh, man. All right, so here's what we're going to do. I see you. If you just came in the room and you were looking to get on, you have to press 1. Because I do not read numbers very well. I only read the numbers that I actually dial frequently. That's the only numbers I can tell you. So if you just came in the room, welcome to Epiphany Radio Universe, presents the Honey Dripper 2.0, second season. Number 9, they speak of love, also known as For the Love of Honey, when we do love poems and things of that sort. So tonight, we're doing beautiful love poems. Some drip in there. Some future drip and everything else that's going on, but it's been quite magnificent. So if you're listening to us, thank you for listening. Thank you for coming in. Thank you for participating with us and having a good time listening to these amazing poems by these amazing poets. We're going to move on, right? We're going to bring in somebody from the outside, but they are on the inside. We're going to bring up Blaze the poet. Blaze, are you there?
Yes, sir, I am. How are you?
I happen to be a fine form, sir. How are you feeling?
I'm doing great. I want to be respectful of all who's on the show, so I wanted to say hi to everybody, but I don't know the names of who's hosting the show tonight.
Yeah, well, we'll be here all day.
All day.
We'll be here all day. But do you have a love poem for us?
Yes, I do.
Well, all right. Well, listen, what we're going to do is I'm going to mute this. And the mic is yours.
All righty. My celestial and beyond beautified goddess, this is just me being modest.
I want to become your verbal virus, whose sole purpose is to wipe away your memory via tasting your every thought, creamy aqueducts into fetal positions, just by way of a mere caressing of your thigh, licking on the highest point right beside your juice pouches, then gently turning you over to bite on your buttocks while playing inside of you. With my tips on your tip, watching you trip because you can't wait to slide on this dick, and I can't wait for your shit to get thick and throw up on this brick after brick after brick till shit. I spark and part your neck, making me the brand spanking new architect prepping to homes. Listen, I be done came in bones. Have you feeling like the Game of Thrones to win, which I'll have chosen you to suffer? Cuff your wrists and ankles to bedposts, keeping your meds close, because you ain't, oh, Lord. Somebody keep calling me in the middle of everything. My apologies. I keep getting a phone call.
Don't worry,
in the middle
of going, just keep going. Just
phone.
Keep going. Just keep going.
Okay.
Just keep going.
Suffer. Cuff your wrists and ankles to bedposts. Keep your meds close because you're going to need them. Indeed, the way that I feed them without reason, must apologize. How I disguise my innocence, make your inner she cry breaths imprisonment, but I'm here to come freedom, and I speak of your spot and how I cheat them. Your the seasons, the way you gonna be froze, girl, and the way I'ma have your toes, girl, you will know I came to win by any means, not here to fight fair. Like you saying, yeah, daddy, right there, right there. Eyes rolling to the back of your head like a student sitting in back of the classroom and told fear like they just sighted a baboon in a bathroom. These arms will allow me to lift you up from any position there while fucking you, switching gears, putting up you and erupting you after multiple hours of fucking and juggling you and after all my varying moves, carrying you. So any one of you ladies, if ever you come lay beside me, just know we'll be walking around while you ride me. You be fucked up for real when I say, yeah, I'm marrying you. Eating the heart and soul out your soul's heart, got your mind slipping. Sipping on your push, dip in, push, pull, dripping. You know what? I was just bullshitting. And you know this, man. MP.
You play too
yes,
much, Blaze.
Yes, that MP, that MP's right there. Yes, sir.
You definitely play too much.
Right?
Well, that's what's up. I'll give a round of applause for Blaze the Poet.
Right.
I'm sorry for the interruption. I had like two phone calls on my phone in between it.
No, don't worry about it. It happens to the best of us. You know, people trying to get in on that good poetry you had. So Blaze, we're gonna move from you. We're gonna go to one of my favorite DJs, Honey Dripper, Mr. Trey Brown.
Yo.
Trey, you there?
I'm here.
What
y'all
here? What? Oh, that's what's up.
Hey,
I'm glad you're here.
Yeah,
you said what?
I said it's a minute, bro.
Hold on. I'm going to just pause that music because he was going in and out. What happened, though?
I said it's been a minute since I've been on here.
It definitely has been. It definitely has been. But you're here and you're back. And I know you got something for us, so you ready to get it cracking?
I'm ready.
All right. The mic is yours.
Yes, sir. You are so beautiful to me. You are so beautiful to me. Can't you see? You're everything that I hope for, and you're everything I need. You are so beautiful to me. You're everything that I pray for, and you're everything I need. Baby, you are so beautiful to me.
She's my empress, the personification of perfection, covered in dignity from the top of her head to the soles of her feet, graciously stepping onto the earth, voiced by celestial waters that flowers utilize to bloom, ruler of my kingdom, world causer blessed, magnificent representation of God's creation. I inhale her. Storm clouds cannot impose on an impulse. My heart beats to the rhythm of her vernacular. I call her majesty. Heaven adores her. Christ adorns. Love creates synergy that permeates in every space. She completes me like words to a song, stanzas to poems. When she smiles, my heart rejoices. She fits the empty spaces that can never be filled by anyone else. If her eyes were a symphony, she creates the perfect melody that an orchestra can play. She's divine, puts on immortality. Days in this life become a beautiful time to be alive, knowing that she's mine. Forever shall she reign, the healer to my pain. From her fountain, I can never be thirsty. She fills every depth of my soul. She understands me more than my thoughts could be understood. She's my best friend, my diary, keeper of the highs and lows, strength whenever I'm weary, demonstrator of never giving up. Nations recognize her splendor, beautiful and unbothered, pulchritudinous while ruling from her throne. Man cannot take away her greatness. I fall awestruck before thee. She's my Rose of Sharon. She's the yin to my yang, lyrics to songs. I'm arrested and protected by her love. She's an aphrodisiac, addicted to her scent. I cling to her like a spider hanging from its web. She's a godsend who redefines being beauteous. She's exquisite, the eliminator of myths, covenant fulfilled from age to age, addition to my legacy. She's my last. Can never go to bed upset, embedded in the duality of intimacy. Cannot regret the very first time that we met. The ideal match, connection indefectible. She is my sky, my rain, bright, a luminous star. Her spirit guides me to utopia. She's idyllic, immaculate, exceptional, and worthy of praise. Numa gives thanks for her existence. She's my soulmate, undefeated as a team. United, we conquer everything. I'm blessed to call her mine, honored to acknowledge her as my partner for eternity. I love you, my empress. Poem.
Wow. Come on, Trey.
Come on, Trey. Trey coming through with the come through.
Yeah.
I see that's happening. And sorry to the people of Epiphany, that was not a butt dial, a thumb dial. Y'all got flowers for Trey, because Trey came through spitting that love. Trey, you in love?
One day, I hope to be, bro. One day.
Listen, you got it. Got some lovely poems just being dropped. Everybody coming through with come through. Come through with the come through. Just dripping love. Dripping love. Dripping love.
Dripping.
We just dripping love. Trey, we're going to move from you. I got to go get that hashtag light skin keep sweat. The bearded wonder. The good doctor, Mr. K. Roddick. Mr. Roddick, are you there?
Yeah, what's going on, fam?
Yeah, it's been a minute. We haven't heard from K. Roddick in a mean minute. So I guess we need to get treated.
Life is whooping me, but I'm back in the fold now.
All right. Well. Listen. You know, you ain't drip with the fam in a minute. So I know you got something good for us right now, don't you?
I was gonna go something to write a fan, but all y'all talking is love talk. So I'm gonna go with the theme of love. But as y'all know, sometimes love hurts. So that's the angle I'm coming from.
All right. So listen, I'm a mute and set this music in a mic.
I wish I could replay when I first met you. I took you for granted when I should have kept you. I guess it was the hurt from your past that kind of scared me away. But I sit and think about us almost every day. How we spent hours on the phone. In our conversation, we were always engaged. We wanted the same things out of life. We were actually on the same page. When something happened and our relationship fell apart, I kept it to myself and left you in the dark. So the fear you had before and the sense I made it worse, I should have put your concern before mine, but I put my feelings first. Now that I look back, I wish we could talk just one more time. This go around, I will leave no doubt and make you mine. But it's too late for second chances. I know that if you've moved on, you know, I'm like Toni Braxton, singing another love song. I know our time was short, but you left a lasting impression. I guess Usher isn't the only one giving his confessions. That's my piece. Your boy, K-Rodic, a.k.a. Light Skin Key Sweat.
Yeah, that was dope. I like that.
You know, heartbreak is good. Heartbreak is good. It'll work itself out.
702. I still love you. That's my jam.
Now, you know, to be in the lab, you know, we got a little taste in my mouth. But, you know this track. You know. Now, if you was around when this was happening, you break up with somebody, you're trying to get back with them, you got to throw this on the CD so they can hear it. Let them know you're trying to get back with the baby. But you're doing what you love here tonight. Kid Erotic, rocking out, box out. Alright, and so now we're going to go to K-Rodic. Anybody have any flowers for K-Rodic? Anyone else? Alright, so we're going to go from K-Rodic to area code 901. Area code 901, who may I ask for speaking?
Hi.
Area code 901?
Yes.
Hey, what's happening?
How are you?
I happen to be in fine form. Thank you so very much. So, Miss Dion, are you ready to make it happen?
Yes, and we're reading from the love poems we did on Sunday, correct?
Yes, we are.
Okay. So, yes, I'm ready.
The mic is yours.
All righty. I love you most. I love you most when you come home from work, when you walk through the door, tired from all the soda man bullshit that you tolerate all day, just to make a better way for me. That's when I adore you. You see, the sweat glistening on your skin is liberation to our dreams and a dedication to your magnificence. I admire your hustle. You are my treasure. Brown gold, priceless in my sight. But I see that your head is bowed. Someone has tainted your confidence, so I come to you as you sit on the edge of our bed, and I anoint your worry-creased forehead with kisses, kisses of love and appreciation. But I need you to relax and receive the balm that I am to your soul. Now I take your dry, cracked hands in mine and place them in the moisture well between my thighs. This is the prelude to you forgetting about the bullshit you endured today. I made sure that I smell of jasmine and vanilla because they're your favorite scents of me, so that when I bend over to undo your shoes and rub your feet to caress your ankles, I want to take the edge off the miles that you walked for me today. You know how much I love you. Now, let me take the lead, because I want to take you to your place of rest. The temperature is just the way you like it. The room is lit by candlelight. I've got a glass of wine to your right, and I'm here to your left with your favorite loofah and your body wash, because I'm going to wash your body with loving care and devotion, washing off everyone's expectations of you. But when I dry you off, that's for me, because I want you to lay down on the bed that I have prepared for you. You don't have to do anything, because I'm ready to take your whole day inside of me, because I love you. And that's that piece.
I'm just saying, you know, I don't know about anybody else, but I know if I had that at home waiting for me, I'd be a very happy man. Anybody have any flowers for Miss Dion? That's a lot of tricks. That was going on.
Absolutely.
I'm just saying, I had to pull out that jazz from Drew Hill here with me. I had to pull that out, man, because take your hands from the moisture well between her. Listen. That's some things. You're like, look.
Thank you.
Let me get your day up off you. All that bullshit, you come home and be at peace. I'm just going to say this. Listen, ladies, if you can give a man his peace, he will love you forever. Nobody wants to come in the house and be at war. They've been fighting wars all day. They don't want to fight wars at home. They don't want to do it. But if you can give him his peace, beautiful. Be like this song, man. Listen. I just got a shiver in my spine. We doing some drippy love over here at Epiphany Radio Universe, For Real Entertainment Network. Sponsored by Raw Links. Why be average when you can be raw? This is Honey Dripper 2.0, number 9. They speak of love. That was Miss Dion just rocking out. We've had some amazing poets come through here on the drip, of course. Trey Brown, Rita and Heels, Lisa Lips, La Perla Negra, Poetic, Centuries on East, Black Rose, Angel Kim, Memphis, the Drill Sergeant, Kate Will. We in here. But I guess I got to do something myself too. So let's try this out. All right. Let's try this out. Y'all let me know if I'm a little bit loud, because I know I have to put it up a little bit more than I was used to, because we'll see what happens. Can you hear it? All right, if y'all can hear it, let me know. All right.
It's fine.
All right. The thought of your smile lingered on my mind. Your lips so divine spoke knowledge sweet as we engaged in intelligent feats of exchange. The familiar exchange of emotional intention did not feel strange. It was warm. I felt new energy invade me, conscious and competent, elegant and confident. I found myself falling into your character. The radiance and inner shine made me inclined to play neo-soul during our talk. And I say that I was iPod dating you, checking for your feels, your taste in music, your creative style. Though you were miles away, I felt as if I was sitting next to you on that day. My mind implores me to want to discover more, to mine the diamonds of your mind, to gather and interpret data, measuring the sweetness of your ore. I think I might have found you. Gold. Undiscovered. Or what was lost, we recovered, the find of riches of untold measure. I think of how you speak, gave my thoughts pleasure. Light opens from a dark unaware, the efforts of beauty comes from the inside, so I hope I fared the seeds of your awareness. Well, you made my heart swell. Your walls slowly coming down, I can tell. And what I like about you is your passion, your wild-eyed adventure, the ability to put your heart first. And I see your walls and what keeps you back from a lot of things, but I also see your desires and willingness to break the surface of your plateau, to move forward. You're so fiercely independent, but you want trust and love. You give what you have to offer. You have a doer's mindset, and you're strong. Your sexual being is so magnificent and blissful while being loving. And you put out so much energy that I can feel that when you're absorbing mine, it's not hard for me to give. When you are being reciprocated to, you open and draw from your well, pouting out so much love that it flows freely without ask or beg. I like how your eyes celebrate when you see me, or how you fall into a kiss, wanting to be close to me, wanting to be more. You are the store, the whole store, and I think my heart is sold. Poem.
It's very nice.
Every time you come up with this experience.
Mm-hmm. Always bring it.
I try. I put forth a little bit of effort. Anyway, I felt some drippy love up in here real quick. All right. Now, we do have some poets on the line. If you plan on reading a poem, you must press 1, all right? Just press 1. I can see numbers. I don't recognize them, but you know what? Let's go to our friendly neighborhood boss man, for real, a poet, and bring him in here real quick. Boss man, are you there?
Hey, what it do?
What it does, what it do? What's happening?
Hey, what it do, everybody? Hey, listen, man, I'm hearing some lovely sensuousness up in here tonight, man, and it's beautiful. And I'm like, I'm feeling the vibe, bro. It feels good. Peace, love, and head grease to everybody up in there. But my brother, I'm unable to spit. I'm at the plantation. I just dipped into the broom closet real quick when I heard you say boss man. But peace, love, and gravy to everybody.
All right.
I got clothes
well, thank
on.
You,
at least
thank
I got
you.
Clothes on this time, bro.
Well, thank you, boss man. We'd like to know that this is For Real the Poet, who is the CEO of the Epiphany Radio Universe, the person, the reason why we have this network, allows people to be creative selves, allows the honey drippers to run through here and do the amazing poetry that we do. The person who puts together your raw link. So if you need an amazing bracelet, if you need some
That's
work,
right.
you need some stone work, you've got to go to this man. This man has you. For everything that you need, all your wrist needs. You need your wrist to be light. You need it to be heavy. You need to rock out. You need to do everything else. You want to be raw. You get the raw legs from this man, For Real the Poet.
Here you go. Hey, thank you, my brother. That's beautiful, man. Thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome. You're welcome. All right. So I'm going to put you back in the queue because I know you're at the plantation.
All right.
Continue to listen through. All right.
I'll
go from there.
Good night, everybody. One love.
One love.
Alright. So Miss Tony, I see you. I think I see you. I'm just going to open your mic. Hopefully I got you on this one. Miss Tony, are you there? Miss Tony, are you there? Well, I can always be wrong. Alright. So here's what we're going to do. We got 19 minutes of daytime, of course. And so what we need to find out is, does anyone have another piece they'd like to do? So we close out the show and we go from there. Oh, wait, before we do that, I'm sorry. Poetic, are you there? Poetic.
Yeah, bro. Right.
All right, what's up? So can we talk about what we have on Epiphany Radio Universe for the rest of the week, sir?
Yes, sir. Most certainly can. Ladies and gentlemen, join us tomorrow night for the Love Zone with your hosts, Miss VIP and La Pearl, La Negra, the Sexy Divas of Epiphany. Thursday night is the Get Down. J. Rob, the Wise Son, and yours truly, Poetic. Friday night is the Return of Renaissance Poetry with your host, Keith Eric. Saturday night is Poetic Therapy with La Pearl, La Negra, and Stan the Man Phillips. Sunday night is the Inspiration Factory with your host, Paul Sampson, a.k.a. Divine Inspiration, and yours truly, Poetic. Monday night is the Soul Cafe with the CEO himself, author Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real the Poet, La Pearl, La Negra, essentially Janice running the event page, and yours truly, Poetic. Tuesday night, we'll be right back here for one of my hobby shows, War Council, Fly Speak. You know, Merry Christmas, Happy Kwanzaa, Happy Hanukkah, and all that good stuff. We know it won't be the Honey Drippers because we're on right now. But, Mojave, back to you.
Well, thank you, Van Metal. So that'd be greatly appreciated.
My pleasure.
I believe, wait a second. If it's the first Tuesday, it's last week. It's last week. And I do believe, I forgot who I had. I think I was supposed to have AJ on here too, but I think he hung up before I can get the chance to talk to him. But that being said, what we're going to do, we're going to run back a couple of poems because we got about a nice 17 minute slide before we have to slide up on out of here. So we're just going to start at the top and work our way down. So we're just going to ask him, do you have another poem?
Yes, I do.
Wow, we're going to mute our mics and the mic is yours.
All right. Trigger warning, you might drip. Pick me up. Toss me down on the bed. Then look in my eyes. Tell me to obey you as you rip my panties off. You sink between the trail, proceeding up the tunnel of my passing. You kiss your way up my legs, hips, and thighs. Your hands sliding in between to find my wet portal. As my body gives in to betraying me, showing my love for you. You take one hand and gently crest my now swollen clit, and something inside me snaps as my
brain ceases to sensibly think. My thoughts given into the realm of my seventh heaven and my mind as you insert your fingers into me gently. My cradle of civilization is aching for you, and I arch my back just so that you can reach a little more. As you rub my sweet honey spot, I cry out, please take me now. Rocking my hips to the movement of your hand, wanting more and more, you remove your hand and replace it with your tongue, sliding in and around my slit, opening up my Pandora's box. With your fingers and your thumb, you separate my lips, now exposing my pearl that's weakly waiting for you to touch her. That's my girl. Show me you want me, you tell me. While you take the small button of my click into your mouth, sucking her, licking her, lightly biting her until my hips are thrashing against your face violently as I grab your bald head, pulling you in deeper and deeper, giving you so much intense sensation. Baby, keep going. Let me wash you with my wetness. I crush your head between my thick caramel thighs, and I grab a handful of the sheets between my fingers, ass brains off the bed as I push her into you, fucking your face harder and harder, shouting, yes, 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 over and over again as my waterfall flows freely. Things go gray. They lose just a little color, maybe even going black while I hear you whisper in my ear, that's my girl, my good girl. Breathe. We not done yet. We just getting started. Hold on.
Wow. Wow. That was pretty intense.
Clean up on
no,
that.
Angel.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Very nice. Very nice.
Stop what I was doing. actually, I'm gonna go to area code 773. Area code 773.
Hello, love.
Hey, sexy Sag. That's what I thought it was.
Hey, Mo.
Hey, what's going on?
I'm good, love.
So, do you have a poem you'd like to share?
Of course. Anything for you.
All right. Well, I'm going to mute this music and my mic.
All righty. He's everything. He's everything, like the wiring in my light, how he can instantly make dark days bright. He intertwines so fluently with my poetic lines, how he entered my mind, grabbed a hold of my internal wheels and paused time. He invaded me in such a way, inserted words he wanted to hear me say. He went beyond the norm. He wanted to see just how my heart was formed. He wanted to focus on all the damages, 'cause he said, indeed, he was the bandage. How he spread his masculine hands to tend to only me, caressing spots that once appeared lonely. As he began to tap into my celestial space, as two hearts began to race, and he standing directly in my face, and as I respire his essence, lighten my sexual desires, and he
pinned me against the wall, and he leaned in so I can personally hear his mating call. He rubbed my curves like a surfer ride waves, making me moist like an underwater cave, and in his eyes it said, submit, and I passionately did it. Touching my breast with his masculine chest against mine, as our lips met, sweet taste of discreet between his tongue and mine, rolling around in each other, our cheeks sounding, echoing, sexual screech. And as his long star began to reach my organic peach, the imprints leaves my imagination weak. As candles' flames flicker, silhouette dances, and as we are lost in trance, heated moments arise, and you see happy tears well up in my eyes. From the magnitude of his prize, the size, the ride, and as we remain elevated in midair, he sensually tastes me everywhere. Moving to the tunes of the music, I can hear trumpets, and I'm mentally losing, and he's showing no mercy with the instrument he's using, now facing the white paint that cover his walls. And as he feels the strength everlasting falls, and as we move to an Afrocentric tune, as drums beat dramatically, his hands wraps around my torso, and he puts on more of a show, bucking like a wild boar, untamed and rage and full. And as words found no action, but you can hear the rounds and rounds of passion. And as he fulfills me, he's everything. Believe me, yours truly. The sexy
Sag. Very nice, sexy Sag.
Thank you, love.
Well, well, well.
Oyster.
Indeed, indeed.
Yeah, always a pleasure having you on, sexy Sag.
Oh, it's always a pleasure, love.
We have 8 more minutes to go, so I'm going to go back over here. I'm going to ask you, Black Rose, do you have a poem?
Yes, I do.
Come on, but come on.
Yes, sir, it's going to be short and sweet. If we even went erotic, I'm going to go there with y'all. Something about his gait makes my mouth water and I get all warm inside like, fuck. The sweet smell of his body wash washes over me and I must have him. He is my safe place. Who can get past my teddy bear guard? Try and I promise. He will make sure you never try again. His glasses, Lord, his glasses, bring water to my passage and I want him to drink from me. Knees say fuck weak. They can only be parted by his. This man with this beard and gut has my soul weak. Weeks can't go by without me trying to water or feed him my nutrients. You know, what my mama made. I'm his sex slave. This man's gut. Fuck. Yes, please, me and I may never leave, cleave to him in my time of need, legs halfway wrapped around him, but I try to ride, fly high off of what he gives me. Damn, he has me mesmerized. Fuck his eyes, I'm sure they cute, but when it's cold outside, they can't keep me warm. Hold me when my mind attacks. Fact is, this man, king, the ruler of my very being, is summed up in one word for me. But that motherfucking gut. Whew. Lord, I love it so much. Black Diamond, DSR, all damn day.
Okay. All right now.
Okay now. Okay.
Well, well.
Yeah.
Turkey season is coming around. It's big boy season.
Love them big boys.
Yes, ma'am. I like them good round.
As a man with a Buddha gut, I approve of this message. Tanis, do you have a short but sweet poem for us?
Yeah. I did. I'm sorry.
Well, come on with the come on.
All right.
Your fingertips graze my lips tentatively. The moment the sigh escapes me, shaken, a flutter. Stirred as your gaze caresses, traces the curve of this smile, softly growing, and knowing intensity mounts with patience. And words tempt me when whispered as pearls falling from my neck, captured and nestled by my breath. Your eyes hold so many questions. One for each button I unfasten slowly, bearing to me the strength I knew of long before now. Resting my hand on your heart as anticipation courses, rises, brings me to a pause. And I reach for you as our lips touch, your whispers blending with mine just as I knew they would, as surely as your firm assurance is revealed, held here in my hand, guiding you to me, lightly brushing the warmth of my promise to envelop you in silken pleasures. So, immerse love and fill me completely. Grasp my hips as I arch to receive you, but then slowly withdraw. Slip your fingers inside me, make me wait just a few moments more. Trace my parted lips with fingertips moist with desire. Let me taste where you've been as you take me again. Rising and falling in perfect rhythm, capturing cries of pleasure with kisses still in my breath. Drawing mine into your being, inhaling my wishes, tumbling from the crest of a wave, shaken, quivering, finding release, geyseric and filling, falling into each other's arms, completely sated for now. In peace.
Oh.
My spine.
Mm-hmm. Poetic, do you have a short piece you'd like to add?
I do.
Mike is yours.
Before I bite your apple to taste your cherry and watch the juice drip from your peach, allow me to touch your melons while you lick my grapes. Taste my pineapple-flavored seeds. As I consume the juice from your strawberry, delight myself in your pear juice tree, nibble on your honeydew, till you ooze like the juice from an orange, while my thumb is in your plum, thinking, damn, this berry is so sweet, the nutrients of your pomegranate has me thinking some blueberries type of shit. I mean, can I water your melon till she screams apricot? And the way that nectarine peeks at me through your panties makes my banana ripen. The thought of you tasting like mangoes, never sour like grapefruit or bitter like lemons, but just delicious like blackberries. Let's make a fruit salad without raspberries. All this deliciousness heavenly like guavas. Baby, I just can't wait to eat you. And that's that piece.
I'm telling you, y'all are going ahead.
This is nasty.
We got a minute. We have a minute left. We have a minute left. Does anyone have a minute piece? Danielle, do you have a minute piece?
I don't know. I guess this is a minute piece.
Actually, go ahead.
Okay. My mouth is watering. Open the cage and smear my gloss. Play with my lips, with your fingers. Stick it in my mouth so I can suck on it and get it wet. Pull it out and rub it across the bottom line around the top of my lip. And back across. Play with my lips. A little more pressure. And now it's time for the real fun to begin. Take it out while I get on my knees. You know what I want you to do. Let me lick it. Pop it in and
get it moist, so it'll glide with ease. Rub the tip across and play with my lips. Tease me, pat it gently on them and push it in and slide it back across my tongue. Mm. You know how I love this. Mm-mm, don't take it from me, baby. Not yet. Let me suck on it just a little bit and make sure you watch. You know how I like you to look at me. Oh, baby, don't come yet. I still want you to play with my lips. That's it, baby.
Oh. Well, listen. We have excitable thing. So, we have to get over to the 1,000 Poets for Change. We're going to close out now. Thank you for all coming out to Epiphany Radio Universal for Real Entertainment Network. Interpreter 2.0, number 9, they speak of love for the love of honey. We'd like to thank all of the drip that came through and all the posts that came and supported and rocked out with us. Lovely segment of poetry. I want to thank everybody. I want to thank our illustrious CEO, For Real the Poet, and everybody who rocked with us. It's an amazing time. I'm thankful for every single one of you. Give yourselves a round of applause.
Yay.
Oh. All right.
Shout out to all the people who are listening. Shout out to Angel Kim, Sphinx, Ascension's Arnis, Poetic, Perla Negra, Lisa Lips, Rita in Heels, The Accidental Poet, Miss Dion, Ceci Sads, Trey Brown, Kate Roddick, Blaze. Thank you all for coming out. Thank you for the CEO. Thank you, Miss Tony. We see you. And all the people who participated who called in. And we're going to rock out with our socks out. We're going to have to talk to y'all later, and we're going to rock. Speak to you soon. All right. This episode is going to end in 5, 4.
Love y'all.
3, 2. Love you guys. Love you guys.
Thank you.
Good night.
Thank you. Bye.
Good night.